That's like the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner. I almost cry every time I hear it.
And the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Oh, man.
We've yet to get any of the kids back to an LSU game, but they all know when they hear that. Bomp, 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 bomp. Be quiet. Game time.
I mean, when I hear it, it puts me right back into the seats at the Death Valley Stadium that I grew up in with my dad and my mom right by my side. I mean, every time I hear that, it takes me right back to 1964 watching Joe Labruzzo return, kick and punt off returns. Yes, with mom and dad. Oh,
that's great.
I love that music.
Oh, and back then in Baton Rouge, the traffic was so easy to get to the stadium. Not so much anymore.
Oh, man.
Who cares?
All right, last segment. Can we stay on Home Improvement? One more segment. Then we'll be released for your football.
Yes.
Roland, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
We had a couple tiles break in our kitchen. We were sitting at the table, and all of a sudden there was a real loud, this was as loud as like a .22 pistol.
Yeah.
Bang. And we looked around, and then we saw these two tiles right down where the leg of the, that holds up that edge of the granite was. And this is a post-tension slab.
Okay.
Do I need to be worried, or should I just have the tile replaced?
Well, when you pull that tile, I'd sure take a look and make sure that there wasn't any surface damage of the concrete. I mean, I've never heard of one of the post-tension cables themselves popping unless somebody accidentally saw cut it during a remodel.
But you would know because they say when that happens...
It's ugly.
I mean, it will tear through the whole house.
Yeah. Those post-tension rods in that slab are tensioned to over 30,000 pounds. So, I would...
But what would cause the floor to crack?
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
Well, there's
a couple... I'm curious why the tile broke and not the...
There's a couple things that could cause that. When you post-tension the slab, you're taking your wet concrete... And you're smooshing it together as hard as possible to over 30,000 pounds with these rods that are going through the slab. That can cause wrinkles in the top of your concrete. Not big wrinkles, but little wrinkles. Wrinkles enough for when the tile setter gets there, it drives him nuts and he has to put some leveler on there first. I'm guessing that probably what happened is one of those leveling areas have probably let go, would be my guess from what you've told me over the phone. But I would want to get there and put my eyes on it and really look it over. If only two have broken, you don't have much to lose. Remove them, patch them, and let's see if it happens again. But if you're...
You got a suggestion for somebody that can do that?
To do a little tile repair?
Yeah.
Where are you? Like, Crossroads?
220th Street in Ocotillo.
And Prison Chandler?
In Ocotillo.
Chandler? Yeah, East Valley Floors.
Queen Creek.
Yeah, East Valley Floors. The man's name is Vaughn. I'd have Vaughn come out and take a look at it for you. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com. Have I mentioned this show that we've been the number one contractor referral directory for the last decade in Phoenix? And as of Thursday night, we are now the number one favorite homeowner resource in Tucson, Arizona, along with most of our Tucson partners. Omni Pool Builders won in three categories. West Coast Roofing won the roofing category. And New Frontiers Painting, Rebath of Tucson, Kinetico, Joel Kahn, Arizona Foundation Solutions, Ramjack of Arizona, and Overhead Door of Tucson all won favorites. The best choice of Arizona, best choice of Tucson, was dominated by Rosie on the House. I'm a proud papa. I'm going to go take a nap and get ready for the LSU game.